إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no guide except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Brothers, if I can ask you, maybe if we can, brothers in the second room, there's still room in the first room. And brothers, if I could ask you to just scoot forward just a little bit, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Wa qala Allahu ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Wa qala Allahu azza wa jal, Ya ayyuhal nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah. وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد As to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed each and every one of us with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us with al-Islam. And Alhamdulillah, who's given us the hidayah, who's given us the guidance to know the difference between right and wrong. Alhamdulillah, who's given us the knowledge to know about the things that we should be doing and the things that we should be avoiding. And inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder for us about one of those things that everyone needs to avoid. One of those things that everyone needs to avoid, and that is dhulm. Dhulm, oppression. Oppression. Brothers and sisters, we have to look no further than the TV, and we'll see all kinds of oppression in front of us, all kinds of oppression that's being committed against people all over the world. We see the oppression being committed by the governments, the oppression being committed by the dictators, by the rulers. But the reality is, if we want to see oppression, we need look no further than ourselves. Look at what we're doing and make sure that we're not committing oppression as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهُ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَأْمَلُ ظَالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُوَاخِرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْحَسُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, because many times we see the oppression and we don't see anything happening. We see the oppression and we don't see any justice. So we may think that perhaps the people are getting away with the oppression. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us and He says, consider not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware of that which the wrongdoers do. Consider not that Allah is unaware of the oppressors and what they're doing. But He gives them respite. Allah gives them time until the day when the eyes are going to be staring up in horror. May Allah save us from that great day. Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, we should take a look at our actions and make sure that we're free from committing oppression. You don't have to be a ruler to commit oppression. You don't have to be a king to oppress the people. Many times we oppress the people that are right there closest to us. How many husbands oppress their wives? How many wives oppress their husbands? How many parents oppress their children? How many children oppress their parents? How many Muslims oppress their Muslim brothers and sisters? How many Muslim business owners oppress their workers? So brothers and sisters, we don't have to look far to see the oppression. Many times we're the oppressors. Brothers and sisters, beware of oppression. Beware of dhulm. Beware of dhulm. Don't oppress yourself and don't oppress the people. And so you might say, well, how do you oppress yourself? We oppress ourselves. We oppress ourselves when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We oppress ourselves when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we oppress the people when we don't give them their rights when we treat them badly, when we disrespect them, when we dishonor them, when we hurt them, when we cheat them, when we beat them. This is us oppressing the people. Imam Muslim has related an Abi Dhar radiallahu anhu, anni Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ya ibadi, inni haramtu dhulma ala nafsi, وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my slaves, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to us. He said, O my slaves, I have made oppression forbidden to myself. Allah is saying, I have made oppression forbidden, haram for me. And I have made oppression haram for you. Between one another. So do not commit oppression. Do not commit dhulm. And we should stop and we should reflect. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who answers to no one and nothing. And everything and everyone answers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who created everything is the one that's saying he is forbidden oppression to himself. And he's forbidden oppression for us. So brothers and sisters, this should tell us the seriousness of dhulm. This should show us just how serious this sin of oppression is. Dhulm. Imam Muslim has also related that Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لَتُوَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوقَ إِلَّا أَخْلِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يقاد للشاة الجلحاء من الشاة قرناء. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the claimants, those people who have a claim on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they're going to get their justice. Justice is going to be established on Yawm al-Qiyamah, so much so that the horn sheep or the hornless sheep will get vengeance, will get revenge, will get justice from that sheep who had horns, who harmed him in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish the justice for everyone who has a claim. Everyone who comes on Yawm al-Qiyamah and he's been oppressed, he's been done wrong, he's been treated badly. Allah will give everybody their justice. So much so that the sheep that didn't have horns, and because of that he was abused by a sheep that did have horns, Allah is going to give him justice. So brothers and sisters, we should reflect. These are animals. These are animals. And yet Allah is going to establish justice between the animals. What's going to happen when it comes to us? What's going to happen when the people are lined up behind us, waiting to get their justice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That wife that we abused, that husband that we did wrong, those children that we didn't do right by, those people that we cheated and we hurt and we slandered. What's going to happen when the people are lined up behind us, waiting for their justice from Allah, and Allah will give them justice? Brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as a free lunch. This is an expression that we have here. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Nobody gets away with anything. It may look like somebody's getting away with oppression. This dictator is killing so many people and nobody's stopping him. This ruler is abusing the people. This ruler over here, he's cheating the people, taking their wealth. It may seem like they're getting away with it, but nobody gets away with it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Imam Muslim has related عن جابر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتقوا الظلم فإن ظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. Rasulullah said, fear the oppression. Fear the ظلم, the oppression, because this oppression will be darkness on يوم القيامة. This oppression that you commit in this dunya on يوم القيامة is going to be over you, darkness, because of the oppression that you committed, the oppression that we committed. It said that upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave some advice to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. And he had just appointed Mu'adh to go and be the governor in Yemen. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's given some advice before he leaves. And Rasulullah, he said to, among the advices that he gave to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he said to him, اتَّقِ دَوَّةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهَا لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. Very heavy words. Rasulullah said to Muad, as he was going off to be the ruler of Yemen, he said to him, fear the dua of the madlum. Fear the dua, fear the supplication of that person who you oppress. Because he said between the dua, the supplication, the asking Allah for justice, between that prayer that this person is making and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier. There's no hijab. There's nothing stopping that supplication from reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, how often have we oppressed the people? We should think back. How many times have we done wrong by the people and then we didn't do right by them afterwards? And what if these people raised their hands to Allah and said, oh Allah, so and so he's done me wrong. Oh Allah, give me justice. Allah will answer that dua, brothers and sisters. So don't oppress the people. Don't treat the people badly. Don't give the people a reason to put their hands up to Allah and say, oh Allah, give me justice because of so and so. Brothers and sisters, all of us, at some time or another, we've probably committed oppression. This is the reality. All of us, we're imperfect human beings. All of us, we have short tempers at some point in time. All of us, we have loose tongues at some point in time. Some of us have loose hands at some point in time. Brothers and sisters, if you've oppressed anybody, make up for it today while you still can. Make up for it today while you still can. Swallow your pride. Humble yourself. And really, the only person that you're helping is yourself when you do this. Imam Bukhari has related an Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kanat indahu madlamatun li akhihi falyatahallalhu minha fa innahu laysa thamma dinarun wala dirhamun min qabli an yukhadha li akhihi min hasanatihi fa in lam yakun lahu hasanatun أخذ من سيئات أخيه فترهت عليه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever has done his brother wrong, and this is all of us at some point in time, whosoever has done his brother wrong, let him go to his brother and seek forgiveness. Let him go to his brother and try to make it right. Before the day comes when there will be no dirhams and no dinars, when there will be no money. And this is Yawmul Qiyamah. On Yawmul Qiyamah, there's no more money. You can't give somebody the property that you took from them. You can't give somebody their rights on Yawmul Qiyamah. Rasulullah said, before the day comes when there will be no money. And so what will happen is, some of your good deeds will be taken and given to that person that you oppressed. And if you run out of good deeds, then some of his sins are going to get thrown on you. Brothers and sisters, the reality is most of us, and I'm speaking for myself, I know I don't do enough good deeds to make up for the bad that I do. So what little good deeds that I do, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. And I hope that they're still waiting for me on Yawmul Qiyamah. And I know for certain that I can't afford to give anybody any of my good deeds on the last day. How many of us can? The few good deeds that we do today, how many of us, we can afford to give them up on Yawmul Qiyamah, on the last day? We can afford to give them to the people that we did wrong, the people that we oppressed. None of us. So brothers and sisters, if you've done your brothers and sisters wrong, make it up to them. Say sorry. Ask for forgiveness. Give them whatever it is you took from them. Ask them to forgive you. Don't wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to settle the accounts on Yawmul Qiyamah. This oppression, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us about it because it's serious. So we should look at the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It said that before the battle of Badr, the first battle when the Muslims came to fight, before the battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the Muslims lined up. He had the Muslims lined up in rows, and he was going through inspecting the lines. And he came to one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and his name was Suwayd ibn Ghaziyah. Suwayd ibn Ghaziyah. And Suwayd, he was standing out a little in front of the row that he was in. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he's inspecting the troops, he pushes Suwayd in the chest with a little stick that he had. And he said, oh Suwayd, move back. Suwayd radiallahu anhu, he says to the Messenger of Allah, oh Messenger of Allah, Allah did not send you to do this. Allah sent you to establish Islam, and instead you've oppressed me. SubhanAllah. He's telling the Messenger of Allah, oh Messenger of Allah, you've oppressed me. By doing what? by sticking him with the stick. So what did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That they're about to fight. This is the Battle of Badr. He's inspecting the troops. And he just pokes the man just a little bit. And says, move back just a little. And the man says, oh, Messenger of Allah, you've oppressed me. Give me justice. So what did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he picked up his shirt so that Suwayd could take his revenge on him. So Suwayd could stick him with a stick. And what did Suwayd do? He hugged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he kissed him on the stomach. And Rasulullah said, oh Suwayd, why'd you do this? And Suwayd radiallahu anhu, he said, oh Messenger of Allah, look at what we're about to do. We're about to go out to war. And if this is my last chance to have you next to me, skin to skin, then this is what I want. Subhanallah. How they loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But more importantly, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared oppression, feared zulm. There's nobody in the world who would say he oppressed the man by sticking him with a stick. But yet and still, Rasulullah, he gave him justice. He said, here, take your revenge from me now. So what about us? How many ways have we oppressed the people around us? How many ways have we oppressed our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters in Islam, the people that work for us, the people in the street? So brothers and sisters, fear the oppression. Fear the oppression and do your best to do right by the people before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does right by us. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I warn you as I warn myself. Fear the oppression. Fear the oppression that we commit. How many of us right now we're walking around with some baggage, with some hard feelings in our hearts because of things that people have done to us? How many of us, we have something in our heart that makes us feel a certain kind of way towards a certain person because they did something to us in the past? How many of us, we have some kind of grievance like that against our parents, against our brothers and sisters, against our wives, against our husbands, against our boss? And by comparison, how many people have these feelings about us? Brothers and sisters, as I said, all of us, we don't do enough good deeds. And these good deeds that we do, they're going to be the most valuable thing that we have with us on Yawmul Qiyamah. So if you want to hold on to those good deeds that you do, do right by the people. Go back to them and ask them for forgiveness. Give them whatever it is you took from them. Imam Muslim has related, an Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, and all of us, we know this hadith, but wallahi, we need to pay attention. Upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with the Sahaba, he said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who is the bankrupt? And don't think for a second that this can't be us. Rasulullah said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who is the bankrupt? قَالُوا الْمُفْلِسُ فِينَا مَنْ لَدِرْهَمْ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَاعَ. The Sahaba, they said, oh, Messenger of Allah, the bankrupt, the broke person from among us, is that person doesn't have any money. He doesn't have any wealth. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna al-muflisa min ummati yati yawm al-qiyamati bis-salati wa siyami wa zakat. Rasulullah said, the bankrupt person from my ummah is that person who's going to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And he has his prayer, he has his fasting, he has his zakat that he paid. But he also has something else. وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَأَقَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَامَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. Rasulullah said, this person, he had those good deeds, but he's also going to have some sins. He's going to bring with him the abuses that he hurled at the people. He's going to bring with him the ghiba, the backbiting, the slandering that he did to the people. He's going to have with him the wealth of the people that he took unlawfully. Maybe he cheated somebody. Maybe he stole some wealth from somebody. He's going to bring with him the blood that he shed. He's going to bring with him the people that he hit. All of these things he's going to bring with him. May Allah save us from this. فَيُؤْتَ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say that this person's good deeds, they're going to be given out to the people that he oppressed, the people that he did wrong. So some of his good deeds is going to go to this person. Some of his good deeds is going to go to that person. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْدَى مَا عَلَيْهِ أُخِذَ مِنْ هَتَيَاهُمْ فَتُرِهَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تُرِهَا فِي النَّارِ. And if his good deeds, they fall short, he ran out of good deeds, may Allah save us from this, he ran out of good deeds, then the people's sins are going to get put on him. You can't give them a good deed, so now you take some of their sins. And this person, he has no more good deeds now, and all he has is sins. His sins plus the sins of the people. And so what's going to be his end? The nar, the fire. May Allah save us from this. Brothers and sisters, do right by the people. And I say that to myself before I say it to you, because as I said, all of us, we're all the children of Adam. All of us, we commit the mistakes. All of us, we're not perfect human beings. All of us, we hurt the people around us. Sometimes meaning to do it, sometimes not meaning to do it. But all of us, we have to do right by the people, and we have to go to the people and ask them to forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the believers, وَالْقَادِمِينَ الْغَيْثَ وَالْآفِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the believers, they are those people who repress their anger. They swallow their anger, and they forgive the people. They forgive the people. So brothers and sisters, those of us who have been wronged and somebody comes to you and asks for forgiveness, forgive them for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgive them for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَلْيَأْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَهُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Let them pardon and forgive. When the people come to us, Allah says, let them pardon and forgive. Do you not love that Allah forgive you? And Allah is the all-forgiver, the most merciful. And wallahi, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us, none of us are going to be able to get into Jannah through the good that we do. All of us, we're going to want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. So forgive the people for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many times when the people wrong us, we go for broke. Many times when the people slight us just a little bit, they say something out of the way, they do something out of the way, we lose our minds. We lose our minds as if we're so big and important that the people, how dare they do this to me? But we should look at how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were. I said that upon occasion, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, the same person that narrated what Rasulullah said about fear of the dhulm is darkness on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he got into an argument with Bilal radiallahu anhu. He got into an argument with Bilal. Everybody knows Bilal. He was the slave who said Ahadun Ahad. And he was punished because of this, and he was from Abyssinia, so that everybody remembers who Bilal was. So Bilal and Abu Dharr, they got into an argument, and Abu Dharr, his anger got the best of him. And he said to him, he said, Ya Abna Saudah. This is what he said to Bilal. Abu Dharr said this to Bilal. He said, oh, you son of a black woman. SubhanAllah. This is what he said to Bilal, radiallahu anhu. Bilal, who was from Abyssinia, the one who suffered so much holding on to La ilaha illallah. And today his Muslim brother is putting him down and saying, oh, you son of a black woman. So how do you think Bilal felt? Bilal radiallahu anhu, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He complained to him, Ya Rasulullah Abu Dharr, he said this to me. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got angry. He was furious. And he sent for Abu Dharr. And when they brought Abu Dharr, Rasulullah, he said, Abu Dharr, did you say this? Did you say this? Abu Dharr, what could he do? He was so ashamed, he was so embarrassed. He said, yes, Rasulullah. Yes, Rasulullah, I said that. And Rasulullah said to him, oh, Abu Dharr, verily you are a man who still has jahiliyyah in you. Verily you are a man who still has the days of ignorance in you. To show him how this was wrong. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I am Muhammad. I am Muhammad. And I am the son of a black woman and a white woman. This is what he said. I am the son of a black woman and a white woman. Because the woman that breastfed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was a black woman. So Abu Dharr, he walked away and he was crying. And he went straight to the house of Bilal radiallahu anhu. He went straight to the house of Bilal and he put his head down at his doorstep. And when Bilal came out, Abu Dharr, he said, oh Bilal, he said, my face, This face will not get up off this ground until Bilal the Honorable steps on the face of Abu Dharr the Rude, the oppressor. This is what he said. So he's humbled. Can you humble yourself any more than this? He's putting his head down on the floor. He's saying, oh, Bilal, you step on my face because of what I said to you. And what did Bilal do? Bilal, he said, this is a face that makes sujood for the sake of Allah. This face is more worthy of being kissed than being stepped on. So he helped Abu Dharr to stand up, and then he kissed him on the cheek, and they hugged. And that was it. SubhanAllah. Brothers and sisters, this is the way the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, were. They had fights, they had arguments. They said things they shouldn't have said, but they forgave one each other for the sake of Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us, we've wronged the people? Is any one of us going to do what Abu Dharr did? Go down and put your face on the ground and say, step on my face? No. But at least go to your brother and your sister in Islam and say, oh, so-and-so, forgive me. Go to your mother, go to your father. Oh, mom and dad, forgive me for what I did. Parents, go to your children. Children, go to your parents. Ask for forgiveness. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and keep us from being the oppressors of one another. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins. And to join us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in on Yawm al-Qiyamah.